The Obama administration has issued an executive order that aims to increase trade with Cuba, and that would include Cuban cigars. As WSF's Steve Newborn reports, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio just toured J.C. Newman, Tampa's last remaining cigar manufacturer, where he came down hard on the recent changes.
Senator Marco Rubio assailed the opening of the domestic market to Cuba and also took aim at new U.S. regulations. Those include government approval of new cigar blends and requiring larger warning labels on cigar boxes. Rubio says that's something the Cubans won't have to do.
And they don't have to go through any of these requirements. None. So we have basically made our own native industry uncompetitive. It's outrageous. These people are going to lose jobs over the next couple of years. An industry that's culturally and historically tied to the Tampa Bay region, to Florida.
Rubio says a standalone bill introduced in both the U.S. Senate and House that would exempt the premium cigar industry from those guidelines didn't pass last session. He says it might be added to a broader piece of legislation at the end of the year, possibly the bill authorizing funding of the federal government. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.